So to start with, Linda, you said that you're the mom in this duo?
Yes, correct.
Okay, how long have you been working as a health aide in McCoryuk?
December will be 13 years as a health aide.
Oh, wow. And then, Shara, when did you start working as a health aide?
I've been working as a health aide for 11, going on 12 years this year. I don't remember the exact month.
Oh, so you started kind of around the same time.
Yeah.
And how did you both decide to become health aides?
This is Linda. There was a job opening, and I decided to try and apply and got the position because I like working community.
So, Shara, for me, I first started off as an office assistant here at the McCoryuk Clinic, and then there was a health aide position open, so I decided to try and transfer, and I got the job.
You've both been in this position for over a decade, and as I understand, there are many communities that see very high turnover of health aides. So what's kept you in the position for as long as you've been in it?
This is Linda. Well, for me, it was teamwork, being able to work well with my coworkers.
And I feel the same, too. We support each other a lot, and we work well together.
What's it like working together as mother and daughter?
I like working with my mom. Like I said, we support each other a lot, and we're always there helping each other when we need help.
This is Linda. Just the same with what Shara said, not only a good coworker, but a friend and my daughter. We understand each other and help each other when we need help.
What's both of your ages?
I am 32.
I am 54.
What is your reaction to McCoryuk having 97%, at least 97% of its eligible population vaccinated against COVID-19?
This is Linda. We're really happy and relieved and excited.
I'd say the same, too. I'm really happy that our community members decided to get the COVID vaccine, and relieved, too, as well.
And how did McCoryuk get to this 97% vaccination?
Part of it was keeping the public informed, calling patients, announcing on the VHF, also reaching out to Dr. Hodges, Dr. Rowell, and Dr. Bates.
Did you both choose to get vaccinated?
Yes, we both got the COVID vaccine.
Did you find in your community that people were willing to get the vaccine, or were people more hesitant and then over time chose to get vaccinated?
For me, I felt like our community was pretty willing to get the COVID vaccine. We had a lot of people interested in getting it and did get it, so I think they were very willing to get the COVID vaccine.
I spoke with a few people in McCoryuk who said that the motivation to get widespread vaccination was, one, to protect elders, but two, that the community decided we really want our kids to be able to go back to school and in-person classes, and that that was the primary motivation. Does that sound correct to you? Is that also what you were seeing?
In my opinion, yes. That was also my personal reason to get the vaccine, but I know other people have their own reasons. I feel like a lot of our community did want to protect our elders and our children, since the children can't get the COVID vaccine yet.
And do either of you have children who are in school and now have been able to go back to school?
This is Shara. I have a 6-year-old son, and he's in kindergarten.
And has he been able to go back to the classroom?
Last week, Monday. I was so excited. He was so excited to go back to school. He kept counting down the days.
What did he miss about school?
He missed his friends. He missed his teachers. He missed being in school.
And if he was in kindergarten, was he ever able to be in school to begin with?
He was in preschool, and then once the pandemic started, he was able to be in school for, I think it was a couple weeks, and then they had to shut down school. So, yes, he was in school before this pandemic, and then after it started, then they had to stop school.
Mm-hmm. And how has that changed the community with students being able to go back to the classroom?
A lot of the parents are happy and excited. Same with the kids. They're really happy to go back to school from what I see and hear. Sounds like they really wanted to go back to school and now they're happy they can.
And how was it for you as a mother to be a health aide during the pandemic, working, and then be able to have a young child who wasn't able to go to school?
When the pandemic started, I was full-time, and then I ended up being part-time. So I was able to help my son with school. It was tough at first, but now it's a little more easier.
Have you been on the island for the past year, since last March when everything began shutting down, or have you been able to travel out of the island over the past year?
I went to Hawaii right before this pandemic started. When I came back, I had to do daily temperature checks, and I haven't left since. Our tribe did halt travel for a while, and then they slowly started opening up, but with the restrictions, so you have to get approval from the tribe to come to the village and get COVID tested.
And Linda, have you left the island over the past year?
Yes, I have, in the spring of last year.
So it's been a while then. Both of you have been on the island pretty much for a year then. What's that been like?
To me, it's been the same. Just we use masks and social distance. Other than that, it's been pretty much the same.
With McCoryuk having 97% of its eligible population vaccinated, other than being able for the children to return to school, how has life on the island changed?
This is Linda. I don't think anything has changed. The only difference is people are still having to use masks in public places, social distance. But everything's been pretty much same.
For yourself personally, does it feel any different knowing that so many people are vaccinated, knowing that yourself is vaccinated?
We feel more at ease knowing a lot of our community members got vaccinated.
The CDC guidelines now say that people who are fully vaccinated can gather in up to groups of 10 with other people who are fully vaccinated indoors, no mask. Have you been taking advantage of that, or do you see other people on the island who are starting to gather in small groups as well?
We haven't heard or seen anything because of the tribe guidelines. They're still pretty strict.
Tribal guidelines aren't allowing small group gatherings of people in different households?
The tribe allows it. They still have church, but I know they still have to use a mask. And I know that with the school, LKSD isn't open to the public yet, so it's only just the students and the staff. A lot of kids, they play out together.
And I'm using this number of 97%, which was the number released by YKHC on Friday, March 12th, but it's been a full week since then. Have other vaccines been given out in McCoryuk over the past week?
No, I don't think so. I know YKHC now has Johnson & Johnson, so we've been announcing on the VHF, seeing if anyone who hasn't gotten vaccinated yet, if they're willing to get the Johnson & Johnson.
And has anyone said yes to that?
Not yet, no.
What are ways that, as health aides, you can increase the vaccination numbers in your community? What's worked for you?
For us, it's been announcing on the VHF, calling patients, reaching out one by one, or community members they feel like they could reach out, so they call us. We also call Dr. Hodges, Dr. Bates, or Dr. Roll if other patients have more questions. Sometimes they feel
like they're wanting more information before they get a vaccine.
And for people who have been hesitant to get the vaccine, how have you found ways to make them comfortable with choosing to get vaccinated?
We've told them that if they had any questions or concerns, they could actually go to the CDC website or YKHC website.
We've also reached out to Dr. Hodges, Dr. Bates, or Dr. Roll and have them reach out to the patients and talk to them. That way they could get their questions answered.
What were the most common questions that people had?
Reactions to the vaccine. That was the main question.
Do you think that McCoryuk can get to 100% of its eligible population vaccinated?
No. I wish, but no. Some people will still refuse getting a COVID vaccine.
As a health aide, what do you make of that?
I'd like to get to 100%, but I know everyone has their own reasons not to get it. I'm still really happy that our community is at 97% of our eligible population, so I'm still happy.
You both said no together immediately and very definitely, as though there might be some community members who have made a decision to not get the vaccine and you see them not changing their minds. Am I interpreting that correctly?
Yes.
There's about 200 people who live in McCoryuk. Do you know how many people are eligible for the vaccine who are over age 16 and how many are younger than that age?
I don't know.
What is your hope now that as vaccinations are increasing, what's your hope for what comes next?
That life can go back to normal.
What's something that you particularly miss from before the pandemic that you hope you'll be able to do again?
Gather with our community. That's one thing I really miss. You know, like basketball or volleyball or fiddles. That's one thing I really miss. So once more people get vaccinated, hopefully we can start those kind of activities with our community again.
Linda, what about yourself?
Just the same what Sarah said, and also being able to visit family in other places.
Mm-hmm. People are missing people the most. I know myself, too. Mm-hmm. This pandemic has been a lot of things, but it's been a particular experience for healthcare workers. How has it been to be the health aides in McCoryuk in your own community during this pandemic?
For me, I really love helping my community members and still just being there and supporting my community, helping them when they need help with their health. It hasn't changed because I still love helping my community members. And I have a lot of support from my mom and my coworker and our supervisors and the doctors.
And Linda, what about you?
With family being very supportive, our coworker who's helped a lot.
And do either of you remember a particular moment? I know I certainly have one, of a moment when it hit me of like, wow, this pandemic is real, it is here, and life is about to change a lot.
Yeah, for me, it was when they started shutting everything down, especially our school, when my son couldn't go to school anymore and start home learning.
Yeah, Linda, did you have a moment?
Oh, yeah, when I heard of some people who actually passed on due to COVID.
And was there anyone in McCoryuk who passed on due to COVID?
No.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, we have just about a minute left. Linda, Shara, is there anything else you'd like to share?
just that if anyone is wanting their COVID vaccine, they should call their local clinic or the hospital, or if they refused it in the past, just knowing that they could still get the COVID vaccine.
Also, yeah, if they want to, they could reach out to their clinic, their health aides. We have amazing doctors who are willing to talk to patients, Dr. Hodges, Dr. Bates, Dr. Roll. People should feel free to reach out to them. And if they also want to do their own researching, that they should use reliable websites like the CDC or the YKHC website.
Linda and Shara, thank you so much for talking with me. It's been a real pleasure to talk with you, and I think it's really tremendous what you've been able to help your community achieve with its high vaccination rate.
Thank you.